the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. London is one of the fastest growing cities in Canada. And over the next 25 years, the population of our city is projected to grow to more than 700,000 people, turning us from a medium-sized city to a large one. So with that comes lots of planning for improvements to London's roads, transit system, bike lanes, and sidewalks. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton about the city's projections and plans over the next quarter century. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Good, Rachel. Busy time at City Hall in the past couple of weeks.
Yes, you had budget time going on, and now this big plan has come out. Let's just kind of start by saying this isn't like an overall master plan that city staff have presented, right? But this is just the initial kind of look at everything. But anything could change after today, right?
That's right. So City Hall staff gave a briefing to reporters earlier this week, basically outlining the sort of broad strokes of what the city wants to do with this master plan over the next 25 years. This has been in the works for 2.5 years. Anyone who's remotely in tune with City Hall or even their local councillors has probably heard about this at least once before. You know, councillors have been hyping it up a lot because it's sort of it's the first plan of its kind, at least that's how it was described to me by planning staff, where every mode of transport is melded together. And this is basically meant to be a blueprint for how the city builds out, yes, its roads, its transit, rapid transit, sidewalks, bike lanes all over the city for, the next over two decades.
Yeah. We talked a lot, in the last decade about bus rapid transit, BRT. Some of that was implemented, but that was really just for the bus system. This plan encompasses everything, all of the things you mentioned.
Exactly. And it also stems from those previous bus rapid transit conversations. The plan as we know it now and is under construction now was given the final go ahead in 2019, at least for the East Link from downtown to Fanshawe College and south to White Oaks Mall and just short of the 401 there. However, as many people know, the northern and western routes were canceled for numerous reasons. You know, it was a bit of a sting for London and even some of the councillors, even if they voted against it, because those are the fastest, that's the fastest growing region of the city, the Northwest.
Right.
And, you know, snubbing Western University from rapid transit, you know, a significant portion of your transit, whether it's students or staff. And so, you know, that came for multiple reasons. The rail crossing on Richmond Row was a big one. Initially, they wanted to tunnel under it.
Mm.
Costs ballooned, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Northern Route wanted to go along Richmond Street from, downtown through Richmond Row. The problem is much of Richmond couldn't be widened either because, look at Richmond Row or even further past that, you had Bruffdale and Bishop Hellmuth, which are heritage districts, which means you can't really, you're severely limited in how much you can, bulldoze the area, to put it simply.
And widen, yeah.
And so the plan called for BRT lanes to take up a lane of traffic. It would have been one lane each way on Richmond for vehicle traffic.
Yeah.
Obviously an uphill political battle there.
Not ideal.
Not to mention, coming up Richmond, turning left onto University Drive, using Western's own roads, cutting through the campus there to Western Road before keep going north.
Okay.
And so Western had a bunch of conditions, they wanted the city to uphold in order to agree to this. I know one off the top of my head was, you cannot convert this to light rail in the future. Some restrictions and things of that nature. Out in the West, the big problem was The original plan had both dedicated lanes, that's the entire basis of BRT, but also a section of mixed traffic lanes. Basically, the dedicated lanes would end once you hit Wharncliffe, coming west out of downtown there, but then start up again as you turned onto Oxford, which meant, the potential for buses getting stuck in traffic. And all of those factors altogether led to ultimately the demise of those routes.
Sure. So now, with this new plan going forward, we'll start with kind of the transit portion of this plan, which does include BRT and extending and adding back those routes, the North Route bus rapid transit going north to the Masonville area and going west, and especially around Western University, right? So I'm assuming there's different plans in place now to make that more feasible.
Yes and no. So yes, the city wants to, within the next decade, before 2035, they want to revive some kind of northern and western route. The western one is almost unchanged from the one that council canceled 5 years ago now. The key distinction this time, seemingly, is that it will be fully dedicated lanes throughout, which means Wharncliffe and Oxford will probably have to be widened. But the Northern Link won't go on Richmond this time. It will take Riverside west of downtown, out of downtown, take Wharncliffe as well. But the north and west routes will split off of Wharncliffe. Obviously, the west will go on Oxford until it reaches Wonderland. And the northern route will keep going north on Western Road, cutting through Western University, before it meets Richmond again and carries on to Masonville. So sort of the latter half of that plan still sticks. The original plan had it come to Western Road eventually. But cutting out Richmond this time and some of the logistical issues that came with that. Not to mention early on in BRT talks, this route was considered, and it was preferred by Western to use this route, but based on memory, just reading our reporting at the time, this was almost a decade ago now, city staff were convinced that the Richmond route would serve more people, and that's fair. It would have carried you past St. Joe's Hospital, went through the Richmond Oxford intersection, a super busy area, and it would have gone by King's University College. In addition to cutting through Western, most of its campus, University Hospital, Masonville, and so forth.
Also in your story regarding transit, you talk about priority versus friendly transit corridors. What is the difference between those two?
Yeah, so those are sort of the step downs from bus rapid transit, where, the city still views these as, vital corridors, but bus rapid transit may not be necessary for priority transit corridors. And, we're kind of getting into City Hall lingo here. They propose things like bus queue jump lanes that, I don't know if readers might be familiar with the intersections of Sarnia Road and Wonderland. There is one there where buses have a special signal and a special lane to be able to jump ahead of traffic cutting through that intersection. Sort of improvements of those nature. Transit friendly is very minor improvements. Things like tweaking the timing around traffic signals to get buses going earlier and minor things of that nature. Some slight upgrades.
Light rail was also touched on, but will that be in London's future at all, near future or long-term future?
Not until 2050. I did speak with Doug McRae, who's the director of transport with the city. And I mentioned that a decade ago, light rail was eventually in the works, or at least considered, I should say. City staff came along later and said, you know what, that's probably not necessary. BRT will probably do the trick. And yeah, I asked, whether light rail would be considered in the next 25 years. And the transportation director told me that the amount of people being moved by buses and generally the population density of London doesn't justify it yet, but that beyond 2050, that could be a conversation,
Could be a
especially
possibility.
since, yeah, generally designing, it depends, but a lot of cities like to design these bus rapid transit systems to be easily convertible in the future, if need be. And, that was sort of hinted at in my discussion with the director. However, keeping on the rapid transit topic, in the long-term future, before 2045, the city does want to add totally new BRT routes. They want to add BRT lanes to Wonderland from Fanshawe Park Road all the way down to Southdale, which has sort of ignited speculation about the famous topic of widening Wonderland Road. City Council considered it a few years ago, but due to the significant cost involved, they decided not to go ahead with that.
In some spots, it's been widened, which is nice and
Right.
needed.
Absolutely. I guess I should specify widened it from four lanes to six lanes in some of the
Oh, I
busiest
see.
spots. But council decided that was ultimately a little too expensive. City staff didn't really agree with it either. But this could potentially be on the table again before 2045. Not to mention another route that the city wants to see in that same two-decade time frame, ideally, is BRT running almost the entire busiest length of Oxford from Wonderland all the way to Highbury, which would connect, the West Link BRT and the East Link when it comes up Highbury to Oxford to come into Fanshawe College there. So these are much longer term goals than, the connections to Western and Masonville and Oxford Wonderland. But, the city sees this as valuable in the future.
Absolutely. Integrating some of that now and having that option for the future is a good idea. But all this kind of does depend on getting some money from Queen's Park. London's not going to pay for all of this on our own, right?
Yeah, none of this will really happen without the help of the province or the feds. That's how the original BRT got off the ground in the first place, with decently significant contributions from them. And that's partly because BRT, I've heard it jokingly described as a infrastructure project masking as a transit project. And that's because, and readers have probably seen our stories talking about the cost of BRT. That's why it's so significant. It's not only the road widening, the painting, the stations, all of those things. In the process of doing this, when they're digging up these roads, City Hall is replacing all the water, sewer, cables, things of those nature that are due for replacement. Some are quite old, just so they don't have to tear these roads up again. They're taking advantage of the construction to do some of that work, and but that inflates the cost a lot. So
Absolutely.
as much as the city wants this, they're going to need some help on it. And the mayor reaffirmed that.
Okay, let's talk about the roads now. I mean, obviously this is road widening and some construction obviously will be necessary for the BRT and the transit. So a lot of this plan, the master plan, includes just expanding the city outwards. We know that we're just going to get bigger and bigger. We need new roads. We need bigger roads. So where are some of the hot spots that they've identified already?
Yeah, so a good amount of this work is taking place on like the periphery of the city, specifically in the north, in the west, in the south ends. And yeah, aside from transit, the city recognizes that a good amount of Londoners are still going to drive. They're operating under the assumption that 50% of trips taken in London will still be by car, whether it's car sharing or driving themselves. And this plan also does tackle that. So some of these projects people might have heard of if they're in tune with City Hall or even their local councillors who have been advocating for some of these kinds of changes. Pieces of Sunningdale Road will be upgraded. It'll be expanded to four lanes between Adelaide and Wonderland Road. But even beyond those parameters, they'll see upgrades, whether it's a better sort of urban streetscape, better sidewalks, things of those nature, even if it's not a lane expansion. Hamilton Road will see some improvements east of Highbury there. Not to mention, people might have heard the awkward intersection with Gore Road will get a roundabout. Bradley Avenue will be extended. There's sort of a gap in that road right now that got recently announced, but is included in this plan. Oxford Street West, especially west of Hyde Park there, will be expanded to four lanes to accommodate some of the growth we're seeing out there. A couple sections of Commissioner's Road East will be expanded to four lanes. Commissioner's Road West, a piece of it will also, within the next 2 decades there, will also be realigned to sort of address that awkward intersection with Springbank Road there. Highbury, south of the 401, getting expanded to four lanes. That's been in talks for the past couple years now, with news that Volkswagen is coming to St. Thomas with their big factory. Highbury is a major artery there. And a couple different intersections will be improved as well. Hyde Park and Oxford, as I mentioned, Hamilton and Gore, Hamilton and Highbury will get a overhaul, and a few different projects there.
A lot of the biggies. They're also looking at creating a goods movement network. What is a goods movement network?
Yeah, so basically, that's a system of roads that's designed to try and drive traffic away from, residential areas and sort of those busier intersections and parts of the city.
Specifically for transports, trucking goods.
Exactly, sort of that heavy commercial like trucking traffic. So they're trying to steer it away from those residential and neighborhood areas. Looking at the map that City Hall have come forward with for this network, you see a lot of those main arteries, whether they're on the periphery of the city or not. Your Fanshawe Park Road, your Highbury, your Veterans Memorial Parkway. But also, if you do have to cut through the heart of the city there, or in the south, you've got Horton Street, Exeter, and those sort of
Okay.
arterial roads.
Sure. Are we going to live in a perpetual state of construction for the next 25 years? I think that's what a lot of us are thinking. Like, this is a lot. Is it going to be construction year round now?
It's very possible, and that's pretty normal for any city, let alone London, where we're exploding in population like this. We grew 10% between 2016 and 2021. Our population here in the city alone is pushing closer and closer to 500,000 within the next couple of years. And then, as you mentioned, we're going to be over 700,000 people by 2050, an increase of a little over 50%, if memory serves, for London and Middlesex within the next 25 years, if population forecasts hold. So this is just another one of those growing pains a city like us faces, not only expanding our transportation networks to get us around better and to accommodate all these new people, but going back to the BRT for a second, expanding and replacing our waters lines and sewer lines and things that, can sometimes can be a century old and, were never designed for anything like this.
Yeah, good point. Well, they say we have two seasons in London, some winter and construction season. Joking,
That's
joking,
right.
of course. Let's quickly touch on bike lanes and bike trails because they're going to be implementing more of both. Is that right?
So yes, the city is looking to expand that as well. London already has a decent network as it is, but the city is looking to fill in some of those gaps that a lot of cities in Ontario or otherwise are trying to retroactively do. A lot of these roads were never built with bike lanes in mind. And a lot of these projects go hand in hand with each other. Like, if you're going to tear up a road to expand it or sort of better enhance it, that's a great opportunity to put in sidewalks if they weren't already there, better ones if they were, and things like bike lanes. A couple of the big ones, there's Bathurst Street downtown, Hamilton Road. A good portion of that, including west of Highbury there, the sort of busiest section of it, and that sort of main BIA corridor, remains to be seen how that'll be done. This is the caveat here. These are just maps and projects the city wants to do. They haven't yet come with a lot of specifics on what exactly these projects will look like. Let's say in the case of bike lanes on Hamilton Road, will that take away a lane of traffic? We don't know. I imagine they're probably going to aim not to, given the recent moves by the province to, need extra approval for something like that. And the fact that London has tried to steer away from that even before, trying to add these lanes without taking away a lane of traffic. But yeah, Sunningdale Road is looking at getting bike lanes as well. Huron Street, pieces of Commissioner's Road, Sarnia and Western Road, you know, where some of those transit improvements are being done, you know,
Okay.
pieces of Wellington as well.
Okay. So council hasn't discussed any of this yet. So what is the and there is time for public input. They have public input meetings coming up. So if you have any thoughts on some of this, because as you said, you know, they still have to nail down specifics and decide maybe they do some and maybe they don't do, or maybe they do something bigger or something smaller. Anything could change, right? So public meetings are coming up, and when are those happening?
There's four of them so far, and those will take place all through, you know, sort of the beginning to middle of January. January 8th at the South London Community Centre, the 9th at East Lyons in the East End there, January 15th, North Bray Public School, and January 16th, the Cherry Hill Village Mall. So those are the, you know, sessions you can go in person to talk with city staff and potentially some of your city councillors about your thoughts on this. You can also weigh in online. You know, the city has published digital versions of these maps where you can look at them. You can even leave comments on them, you know, things you like, things you don't like, maybe, you know, something you would have liked to seen, would have liked to have seen, but, you know, city staff didn't go with,
Sure.
and things of that kind. Yeah. So
Okay.
it's aimed to be in public consultation right now. And then, as you said, councillors won't get to formally weigh in on this until these maps and these networks are brought to them in the spring. You know,
We
the
got us. We got
packages.
several months for before anything happens.
Exactly. The packages we were given by City Hall have a big red warning on each of the pages saying that these are not final. These, you know, still have to go through council and everything. And yeah, council will ultimately decide if some of these things go forward, if, you know, they want to accelerate things, if they want to maybe delay. You know, this is a 25-year plan after all, if they want to just cut sections outright or add stuff in. That's their time to weigh in. Those networks will come to council in the spring, and then the full fledged plan will come to council in the early summer. Even then, when council gives its thumbs up or seal of approval in the summer, there's still, whether it's this council and some of the politicians on it or future ones, are still going to weigh in on this pretty regularly as these projects individually come up. That's still a piece of this. You know, these are individual projects. They're just kind of lumped together in a handy fashion to paint a bigger picture of the city going forward. This is an initial plan, and there's still a lot that could happen here.
Right now is the time for information gathering and feedback. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can check out Jack's stories at lfpress.com. He's got all the dates there for public info sessions. If you want to check out the city's website, he's got all the information there. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about this from you, Jack, in the coming months. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Rachel.